In this podcast, James Mansfield, a history graduate from Warwick, talks about his experience as a graduate on the Civil Service Fast Stream Programme for Central Government. James works in the Department of Constitutional Affairs and offers an insight into the various activities a graduate on the programme might expect to be involved in, as well as an overview of the applications process for those interested in applying.
I left Warwick in 2003, did history, good fun, enjoyed it. Also wrote for and edited the Warwick Ball, and decided actually I wasn't going to go into journalism, didn't particularly want to, and got a job working in PR in London straight away. After about a year I realised it probably wasn't for me. I started looking for basically kind of other things to do, as it were. And I thought, well, might as well have a go at the Civil Service Fast Stream, you know, I'm quite interested in doing that, you can do, you know, lots of departments, jobs. And so I did that and got through. I mean, I'll just take you through the kind of the process of how it was for me. There are basically three stages, all of which you obviously have to pass. The first is an online test, which you take basically anywhere off this on a computer, unsupervised, looking at basically numbers and kind of verbal reasoning. If you pass that, you're then invited to a half-day assessment centre, where you basically retake the test, essentially to show that you weren't cheating the first time. And then also do a policy exercise in which you give them kind of a big briefing material and told to make some sense of it and give recommendations to a minister. And eventually you're supposed to write kind of a written brief for what they would need to use if they were working on question time or a news programme that evening, which I found actually quite enjoyable, quite fun to do that. And then having done that, there's the assessment day, which is a full day based in London, in which it's much more interactive with other people, whereas the previous assessment was basically just you at a computer sitting down and typing and doing tests. About 50 people attend each assessment centre. You're in groups of six, and you do a variety of activities. For example, a group exercise in which you're all given a brief on a particular subject. I think ours was kind of environmental, and you're all given a kind of differing viewpoint as to what you think, which solution you think should happen. And in half an hour, you as a group must come up with a solution, but at the point everyone obviously can't win. But they assess you more on how you work as a group, how you include people, how you communicate your points across, and you have kind of assessors sitting behind you and kind of taking notes on everything you say or do. There's also a kind of oral briefing, which is basically briefing someone one-to-one as if they were a senior official or minister, again based on a particular policy which you choose which one to do. There's also again another written exercise where you have to produce kind of one or two side paper showing why you chose a particular policy option. After that, I'll tell you whether you pass or not, and I was very lucky I was able to pass. And then quite a while later, maybe 3 months, they then tell you which department you can put into. Obviously there's a variety of departments, about 20 different central government departments. I am in the Department of Constitutional Affairs, although you don't have any real choices which you go to. They can decide centrally as to where you go. So what do I actually do now? What does civil service actually do? Briefly about the Department of Constitutional Affairs. It looks after justice, rights and democracy, which to you and me means running the criminal and civil courts, tribunals, be it employment, asylum, immigration, appointing judiciary, and also being responsible for quite a different variety of policy on things such as elections, human rights, and constitutional matters. But more interesting view, I mean, what do I actually get up to every day at work? Do I just sit around and shuffle bits of paper around and not do very much? My current post, which is my second one, is working in the kind of finance division of the department, where I work in a team that deals with financial planning and efficiency. So every department, we have targets to save money, reduce staff, and move people out of London and the southeast to save money. So I basically work on that and kind of make sure the department is meeting our commitments. And I also work a bit on the financial planning, where we decide how we're going to spend our money across its $4 billion a year over the next 3 or 4 years. But how would a typical day be for me, you ask? For example, things I might do on a kind of daily basis. Write a paper setting out the department's policy on relocations to one of our directors, asking him to kind of agree with what I've said, which I've probably just made up entirely, so we can then try and get people to move to Coventry, for example. And I also wrote a letter for the Secretary of State, who is the Lord Chancellor Charlie Faulkner, who you may have seen on the news or otherwise, sent to Treasury, disputing with them the way we measure the number of staff we have. I might also be asked to answer a question that's asked in Parliament about the number of staff we have, say, in Liverpool or somewhere around the country, or the number of people we've moved somewhere. I might also have a meeting, say, with the Tribunal Service to discuss what their plans are for relocating staff and try and kind of coerce details out of them to tell us what they're doing. I might also, which I'm doing at the moment, analyse some spending plans in the department for the next 5 years to basically see what we're spending money on, you know, what areas, is it policy, is it running courts, is it on things like HR, is it, are we spending less money, more money? So that's pretty interesting. Or I might possibly have to go with the Treasury and persuade them that all the financial savings we're making are actually savings and we're not just making cuts, which will reduce the service that the department provides. So that's a kind of a flavour of what I do with Labour. So I think one of the real bonuses of Fastring is that there are a real variety of jobs. Just for example, in my department, I mean, a couple of the jobs, which are about 50, include writing speeches for the Lord Chancellor, running a tribunal with 70 staff, working on a bill that's going through Parliament at the moment, maybe being one of the a private secretary and minister, so basically organising the minister's life for them and signing out what they do and helping them interact with the department. I think, to kind of summarise up, I remember about 4 years ago, when I was at Warwick in my last year, didn't really know what to do. I went along to the Career Service and met with Jenny. I said to her, you know, don't work on the Warwick Board, not so interested in journalism, not sure what to do really. I said, you know, she said, well, what do you want from a job? And I said, something that's kind of challenging, but also the civil service is probably all of those. There is a variety of work. You can move around very easily. And after 3 or 4 years on the fast, I ended up what's